to present Internship Changes Lives. Here's Alex Gillen.
Thank you so much, Ron. Well, you are listening live from the Clarksville Lofts here in Clarksville, Indiana, specifically apartment number 15. Tyler Shirk is with me here as well. But if it wasn't for these internships, I probably wouldn't be sitting here in this apartment. So I was able to obtain my current job as a VR counselor here in Clarksville as a result of the Gregory S. Farabach Center at Eskenazi Health. And as Carlos Taylor noted, it is for college age students with physical disabilities. And also you can be a recent graduate, which is something that I was able to take advantage of as well. So near the end of my college career, I was able to have my first internship at Eskenazi Health. And many of you are probably wondering, well, what would you be doing at a hospital? And basically what they try to do is Larry Markle, the director of the program, and Carlos Taylor, the program manager, they try to set you up with internships that are going to be closely related to the major that you're in or what you want to do. And this is not an unpaid internship, guys. These are 8-week internships during the big ones, the summer one. It's 8-week internships. You get $15 an hour, and that's not bad for college money. So in my experiences, I started out at Eskenazi Health and actually was there 3 different times. I was in the public affairs and communications department, and I did a lot of tasks. And by the way, a lot of these tasks are meaningful things for individuals with disabilities. So that way you can really say down the road that you've got some tangible evidence of things that you were able to do. So I was in the public affairs and communications department, and I helped to write press releases, monthly media reports. And one of the things I'm most proud of was the podcast that I was able to start up there. Basically our internship, I interviewed some individuals in our program just to kind of check in, see how their internships were going and whatnot. And I did those internships a couple times there. And then there was an internship that fell through. I was hoping to have an internship with the Pacers. They were real close to kind of getting that done, but they said no at the last minute. And so I went back to Eskenazi Health, and I went to the palliative care program, and I helped to draft some policies that they were looking to implement as they were looking to get their own accreditation as, from the Joint Commission. So I helped do that. But it's one of those things where you're not just writing. And that was kind of dry at times. So we worked on other things. I got to lead some team meetings and delegate some tasks to some of the workers. And I had a really good supervisor who was very transparent with me and explained the ins and outs of everything there. And that was really good because after that particular internship, I couldn't really commit one way or the other. So I went to grad school, and I was briefly, believe it or not, a communications 210 instructor at Ball State. And that didn't quite work out the way we all had hoped. It just got so overwhelming for me as well as the program itself. So I ended up having to say no to that. So I had to bite the bullet on that. And so I found myself kind of in a tough place for a while. But within a year, I went back. I wasn't intending to do it, but Carlos said, you know, we've got a good relationship with Voc Rehab, and you've mentioned wanting to do that. And, you know, right now in Indiana, you don't need your bachelor's or you don't need your master's degree to be a VR counselor. And so I was at a point where I was paying back some loans, and I had gotten into some debt, which I'm going to be working on for the next several years, I'm sure. But I decided, you know what? Let's give this a try. So last fall, I interned at the Kessler office and I got to work with some great folks, some of the intake counselors who were there at the office 2 days a week. And so a lot of my early weeks were kind of job shadowing because, as I told you before, the technology from the state and just getting things set up, it kind of takes a minute. And when you only have 8 weeks to have an internship, it kind of puts you at a bit of a disadvantage. And so at one point during my internship, I kind of got a little discouraged. I knew that I wanted to really get into this. I knew that if I just got more things to do and just get used to the case management system, I could do this job. So finally, near the end, I was scheduled to lead two intakes. And guess what happened? Neither of the participants showed up. And so it was a bit of a bitter pill to swallow. But I liked working with the folks there at the Kessler office. I think that kind of helped me at least understand what the profession was going to be like. And so my goal was to go back in the winter, which would have been last winter. But as it turned out, someone intervened and said, you know, there's a VR counselor position in Clarksville, and we've heard about the work you're doing. And if you'd like, you know, we'd like to have you for 8 weeks. And if you like the job, and we see that you're able to do it, and you like it, we can hold the position for you. So I was like, let's go. So last winter, I went to where I am now at the Clarksville office, and I got to work with a lot of great role models there. And we did some meetings virtually through Microsoft Teams as well as over the phone. And the thought was to be, I was going to be an intake counselor. So like they had me doing things like phone calls, inserting case notes, gathering documentation, reading it, and then trying to make eligibility determinations and whatnot. So they had me really kind of doing all of this. And I could see why there was a need, because we were, as many jobs are, they're shorthanded. And so eventually, though, the supervisor that I worked with, and she's my current supervisor, Ima Abbott, said, you know, I really think you would be better as, you know, just a regular caseload counselor, because I think you really like to interact with the participants and see something from start to finish. And so when we start you here, I really think that's the direction we want to go with you. And so I liked hearing that. And so after my last internship, it was just a matter of a few weeks, and I actually moved back down to Clarksville, where I'm at here in this apartment, in April. And on May 3rd, I started my internship, or excuse me, my actual job. And I really love it down here. I love the people I work with. The only issue I've had is really with the state as far as accommodations. That's a whole nother story that we talked about this morning. But I have a caseload of 48 participants, ranging from just kind of mental health issues to just general physical debilitation. And my goal someday is to, you know, have a specialized BVI caseload and be able to refer people to the BEP program that Chris talked about, and be able to help folks out with that NFB direct source database that we're trying to get going here that Dick Davis discussed. And through my internships, I would say the biggest piece of advice I offer to anyone in my situation going to college, I'm happy to help out wherever I can. And if you get a job where you don't really know if you can do it on an internship, try it. That's what I would tell old me, because I often thought your internships were based on your strengths, but they really want to see you try things that even you're not comfortable with, so that way you can get exposure to other things and you never know what it can turn into. So thanks. I think with all of these things, with all the connections and whatnot, there's no reason why we can't not expect to be employed. Thank you.
All righty. So thank you, Alex. Is there any like one question for Alex? We're tight on time, but is there any questions on Alex? And Alex, you can be happy to put your information into the chat, if you will, and how people can reach you. Any questions? Anybody see any hands? I don't. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Alex. And thank you for that presentation.